Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli, kicking off a busy week. Just a reminder, we're going to be at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, New Jersey in just a few weeks, Friday, June 20th. So that's 18 days, according to my math. Look how good I am. And I want to see you there. All right. It's Friday. You do not need a ticket. The show is open. It's free. Just come on up to the fifth floor ballroom and join us. You can come for all the show. You can come for a little bit of the show, however you like. But either way, you want to be there for our first live show of the summer. Everybody's talking about what happened in Colorado, and we will certainly break it down for you. There's lots of breaking news around that. This guy, the suspect in this, was here overstayed on a visa, overstayed and shouting Free Palestine. So there's craziness, what we're seeing on the streets of places in America. And that's because the left is perfectly fine with calling Israel, accusing them of genocide. And of course, they're not committing genocide, but the left is all in on saying that. And so you have crazy people out there who are absolutely 100%, as the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, just said a few moments ago, bringing terrorism to U.S. streets. So it's a damn shame. And of course, it's June, which means it's time for corporate exploitation of the rainbow flag. And you're going to be vomiting rainbows, if you haven't already, everywhere you look. Now, we didn't get to see any rainbows during all this rain we had, but now there's rainbows everywhere, because this is what has to happen in June. They have to spend the entire month acting like people who are gay or oppressed in America in the year 2025. But credit to Jon Stewart, who I'd be cracking up, making fun of some of the ads that companies are putting out to celebrate Pride Month. And by the way, if you have seen one that makes you laugh, please send it my way. The Oreo one is hysterical. And we're going to play that for you as the show goes on today. But it never ceases to amaze me how every company winds up flying rainbow flags and lighting their buildings in rainbow colors and acting as if somewhere there are gay people who are oppressed in a labor camp or in a mine or awaiting execution or something. That doesn't happen in this country. It does happen by Hamas, for example, though. They do kill gay people. And it does happen in a lot of crazy Middle Eastern countries that the left seems to somehow feel as if they're the oppressed victims, as they hate our friend Israel, who doesn't kill gay people, by the way. Israel does not do that either. So just an interesting tidbit. But I think a lot of what these companies do, the whole woke thing in corporate America, I've long had this theory, it's not really about catering to a market. What they do is they want to hide the fact that they pay their executives like millions and millions of dollars a year. I'm not suggesting these people don't deserve it. In many cases, they don't. But in some cases, they do. But that's beside the point. What they do is they overpay their executives in what's known as the C-suite, from the CEO to these overpaid corporate hacks and spokespeople and attorneys and all these other people. And then they pay $15 an hour or sometimes less to the people in the mailroom and other places like this. And so to get away from anyone on the left ever actually exposing that, they'll jump on whatever the cause du jour is from the woke mob on social media. So if that means rainbows, then rainbows will fly, and very, very overpaid corporate executives will fly those rainbows so that nobody looks at what they make compared to, say, what people make who are like secretaries and producers and jobs like that. That's what corporate America does, and it will never change. It's the same reason why, you know, Anheuser-Busch, the whole stupid thing with Dylan Mulvaney. There's not enough people to cater for this. I mean, even people that I know who are gay, and yes, I do know people who are, they think the rainbow thing is stupid as well. Everybody does, because it's stupid. It's dumb and it's exploitive. And if you can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. But corporate America is not going to take the chance that they're going to have an angry woke mob on social media coming after them. So they'll do whatever it takes, including, by the way, they'll even do some of the things like they'll put out commercials showing how inclusive they are with their products. Like Burger King, for example, with their famous burger that has a top bun and a top bun instead of a bottom bun. I know. But anyway, so yeah. So welcome to Vomit Rainbow Flag Month, as it's known. Now, D-Day is coming up. We only do one day for D-Day. We only spend one day on that. It is funny in this country what we spend. We get Memorial Day gets a day. Veterans Day gets a day. Pride is an entire freaking month of rainbows. To me, it's just funny because it's the biggest scam going. But there are people out there who I guess think this is sincere from these people. I guess. I don't know. Okay. So, all right. Here's what's going on. We got a lot to chat about. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about John Fetterman, who, by the way, I don't know what to tell you about this guy other than he's, in my opinion, reading the political tea leaves of Pennsylvania very correctly, which is that Pennsylvania is not a state that wants to put up with the kind of Democrat that John Fetterman pretended he was many, many years ago. I think John Fetterman is very smart. He went to Harvard. He's got money. He comes from money. He's no fool. And he ran as Bernie Sanders back when that was the thing to do. You know, you run as Bernie Sanders and you act like you're a crazy kook. And then all of a sudden, suddenly John Fetterman now is acting like this big moderate. Is it because he had a stroke and his brain changed? Is it because there's a body double, like in the movie Dave, and the body double is taken over? Or is it just the fact that John Fetterman knows the political winds in Pennsylvania, or a state that Donald Trump crushed it, and he knows that his voters are Trump voters? And if he wants to stay a U.S. senator, he's got to do that. Otherwise, he's not going to make it in Pennsylvania. It's also why you see Josh Shapiro last week coming out and praising Donald Trump on the U.S. steel deal. Exact same reason, because he wants to show everybody that he's this middle of the road moderate governor. I mean, don't act like when they need to be the resistance, they'll still pretend to be the resistance. But they don't want to become unpopular in a state that Donald Trump absolutely crushed it in. And Pennsylvania is the reason why he's president. I've told you that a million times. And it may not be the way. I mean, it may not be the reason why somebody's president in 2032, because if the census goes the way I think the census is going to go, and what that means then is Pennsylvania is going to lose seats in the Electoral College. So will a lot of states in the Northeast. And the states that are going to gain them are places like Texas and Florida. So you could still, a Democrat could still win Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and every state Kamala Harris won and still lose the White House in 2032 if that if that map holds. And I don't see it changing because I still see people fleeing these states. And we've got 4 years until the census has to be done. And unlike the Democrats, who are going to try to let everybody into this country so that those people could be counted towards the apportionment of seats in the House of Representatives, this president is not doing that. This president is kicking them out. So by the time the census rolls around in 2030, you're going to have people who've left blue states or blue-leaning states to go to red states, which means that those red states are going to need more representation in the House, which then equals more electoral votes in the Electoral College. The blue states will lose the representation, making them even less relevant. And because Trump is kicking people out of this country and not letting new people in, the Democrats won't even be able to pull that scam that one of their members said out loud a while ago. Like, I need these bodies in my district. I need these bodies to be counted for the census. They shouldn't be because they're not United States citizens, but they don't care. They will do whatever it takes to remain in power, obviously. So if that means counting undocumented illegal immigrants as part of that to get the House seat, then they'll by all means do it, and they'll try to do that. And that's what part of the game has been all these years. It's been part of the flood the zone strategy by Democrats. And so when Republicans in red states were sending people to blue states, they were feigning outrage. Like, how dare you send them to Massachusetts? But they were actually secretly happy about it. Same thing with New York, because they intended to count all those people towards the representation in the House of Representatives. Remember, there's only 435 seats in the House. That's a fixed number that doesn't change. You got to divide that around the entire country. And if people are leaving blue states, those blue states will lose seats in Congress. The way you get to your electoral votes is you add up all the seats that a state has in the House and the two Senate seats, and that's your number for the Electoral College. That's why California has a lot of electoral votes, but it's going to lose seats in the 2030 census. The strategy from Democrats is always, well, then we'll make up for the people who are leaving, who are U.S. citizens, and go into red states that are more affordable by having illegal immigrants here and then counting them towards the census. And then that way we get to keep our representation in the House. But the new sheriff in town, Donald Trump, is aware of this. He knows the game, and he's not going to let that game happen. But that's why Democrats keep screaming about all the deportations, of why they're so unhappy with it, because these are their bodies. Now they need the bodies to count. Anyway, among the many reasons why they hate John Fetterman and they want him to go, he laid into his own party for the unacceptable handling of the border crisis. Let's begin with cut number 9. They did a debate, so to speak, between Fetterman and Dave McCormick on Fox Nation. And I think it was on America's Newsroom this morning as well. And they got into a number of different issues. And here's Fetterman going after the Democrats. Cut number 9.
A lot. I mean, there was that joker, that quote. It's like, hey, now after a couple billions, that might matter sometime. And now we're talking $37 trillion. And now that's a significant danger for our nation's future, honestly, as well. But if I had to find something in that, the big, beautiful bill, that I could support that. And that's a mistake that our party made, and that's the border. I absolutely support those kinds of investment to make our border security as well now, too. Our party, that's when I've lost some support in my party, that I thought the border was really important. And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers. 300,000 people showing up at our border. And, you know, we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now, that's unacceptable, and that's national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's as I am as a Democrat. It's like trying to think two things must be true, and that sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base to assume that I've changed my values, and that's never changed. That's never changed. Two things must be true, because we can't pretend that we can take care of if there's 300,000 people showing up every month, not once a year, every month. And that's a truth and it was appropriate. And now trying to find a way forward when we both represent the most purple part of America. And now during the middle of all of it, it's like we are going to disagree and vote on different things. But for me, it's about trying to find the things we can win together and deliver those kinds of wins for Pennsylvania and ultimately for America.
Newsflash for John Fetterman. They don't want that. Your party does not want that. Your party does not want you working together. Your party does not want you delivering for America. Your party wants you to be the opposition, to be the resistance. That's why there's more stories coming out even today about John Fetterman's health. There's a report that there's a newspaper calling on him to resign, to give up his seat. And more people speaking undercover, saying that they, you know, Fetterman's health, he just can't make it. He can't do it, you know. So every day they're smearing the guy and attacking the guy. And it's the only thing that's changed is his policies. I mean, he was worse when he got elected, if you ask me. If you watched that debate with him and Dr. Oz years ago, it was clear that Fetterman, he could barely speak back then. So nothing's changed other than the fact that he's willing to speak out on the border and he's willing to speak out on anti-Semitism. He's willing to say those things because he knows that that's what you have to say if you want to win in Pennsylvania, a state that Donald Trump won overwhelmingly. So here's Fetterman calling out anti-Semitism, cut number 10.
Well, I think you can confirm this. The first time you and I met, that was the fifth anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre. Yeah. He lives in Squirrel Hill where the congregation is, and that we met there. No. And that, for me, that really just brought it home. You know, I remember when that massacre happened in 2018 when I was campaigning for lieutenant governor. And now here we are now, and what happened yesterday in Boulder. It's astonishing, you know, that the kinds of the rank and Semitism out of control, and for me, and as my friend just pointed out, this is just rampant across all the universities for all these places too. I mean, we really need to call it what it is. And now, and for me, politically, being very, very firmly side on the Israel, that kind of put parts of my party at odds for that. And I just want to continue. And I think we need to deliver a legislative solution too with and really address anti-Semitism and now and just call it what it is. Now, how?
Yeah, you call it what it is, anti-Semitism. But that's why now you're getting all this blowback from people within the Democratic Party, because you're saying the A word, anti-Semitism. And of course it's that. It's exactly what it is. But you have Democrats out there. Think about this now. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others who are saying that Israel is complicit and committing genocide. Bernie Sanders is saying that. John Fetterman once said he was Bernie Sanders. He was going to be the Bernie Sanders of Pennsylvania. You go back to the days when he was running for U.S. Senate back in the mid-teens. You look at when he ran for lieutenant governor. You look at those years. Fetterman was Bernie Sanders. So either he's really had this just giant awakening. He figures what he is saying, what he has to say to win. But you say those things, and then that's why the Democrat Party now wants you gone. You know, you go online, and people are just bashing the guy left and right. Left and right. He's doing what he has to do to win in Pennsylvania. I don't know how sincere it is. I really don't. I don't know the guy. Never met him. We've invited him on the show. He's not come on the show. I don't know him, so I can't vouch for him. So I'm telling you, I don't know if this is an act. I tend to think it is, though. I tend to think he's a very smart political guy. And smart political people pivot in politics when they need to. I mean, look at Gavin Newsom in California. Gavin Newsom, for everything I'll say about him, he's a slime ball. He's got the hair. I mean, the hair is perfect, right? But I mean, he's a sleaze bag. I wouldn't trust that guy with my dog. I don't have a dog, and I still wouldn't trust him with my dog. But he's smart, and he knows now that if he wants to run in a general election that's so crowded with crazy people and actually win, he's got to act like a moderate. So he's acting like a moderate. These people are actors. Maybe Fetterman has had a sincere change of heart. I don't know. I can't vouch for him. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the political ramifications are for him saying these things. And the political ramifications of him saying these things are people saying, you got to go. You need to leave. And then they start this whisper campaign that he's sick, he's crazy, he can't stay, he's got to resign, he's got great health issues. So he addressed that today. And he addressed that with Senator Dave McCormick on Fox News, cut number 11.
Well, no, for me, it's very clear. It's just part of like this weird smear, this thing. And the more kinds of left kind of media continues to have these kinds of an attack, and it's just part of a smear, and that's just not it's just not accurate. I've always been there. And for me, if I miss some of those quotes, I mean, some of those votes, I've made 90% of them. And we all know those votes that I've missed were on Monday. Those are travel days. And I have three young kids, and those are throwaway procedural votes, that they were never determinative or they were important. That's a choice that I made. And, you know, of course, he did defend me through that. And he actually asked me, it's like, is it okay to defend you? I don't want that to create more political problems.
Thought it might hurt him.
Yeah, he did. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. He and people recognize the smear in this process of this.
Yeah, it's a smear, all right. It's what they do. And the smears are going to continue. Don't think. I mean, yeah, Matt's invited him on the show at least three times, as recently back in March. But they hard no. He'll do Fox News. He won't do this show. And maybe it's because he knows that I'm going to probably ask him some questions that, you know, might be fair to the guy. I want to believe. Look, I want to believe that he's had a sincere conversion. It's happened before in politics, and maybe he has. But I can only know that if I speak to somebody. I can only know that if I look somebody in the eye, and I can know. And you know me, I give people great latitude for personal growth and change. I was out there defending Tulsi Gabbard's conversion, while other people were out there saying that she was just acting. But I looked in her eyes. I stared deeply into those eyes. I looked into her eyes and I saw sincerity right there, is my point. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Trump's changed on issues too. But again, I've looked in his eyes. I didn't stare as long as I did with Tulsi's eyes, but it's sincere. It's sincerity. And you know the difference. But I'm cynical by nature, as you know. I think we all are, especially if you follow politics and you've seen BS a million times. So, yeah, the cynical part of me says, come on, like, stop. But if he has, great, good for him. But I think John Fetterman has ambition. I think he's always had ambition. He's run statewide many times until he eventually was elected lieutenant governor. And don't forget, you run as lieutenant governor separate from, it's not in Pennsylvania, you're not picked to be lieutenant governor by the governor. You run for it. It's a separate position you run for. And then there's a team. And when he ran for that, he ran basically like a socialist. And for the longest time, he was out there parading around with his wife, Giselle, as this big crusader who was going to protect illegal immigrants from Donald Trump. And something happened. People say, well, he had a stroke and his brain healed. It's not really John Fetterman anymore. Or maybe he just looked at the electoral map, and maybe he just looked at how Donald Trump won every county in PA except for two. And one of those counties that Donald Trump won was his own. You know what I mean? So maybe he just looks at that and goes, yeah, I should probably, you know, that's what I would do if I were a cynical. I mean, if I were a self-serving politician, that's what I would do. But I'm not. That's why I have no interest in ever really, you know, running for office, because I'd be around people like that too much, and it would just disgust me. So that's why I can't do it. And I'd also have to be around idiots like His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, who's now made another one of his stupid declarations, which he's done before. He's actually done this one before. He's redoing it, but it's still as ridiculous as you could possibly imagine. So we'll talk about that as well. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. Lots to talk about today. We'll talk about what happened in Colorado. And also, too, a question is, will AI really destroy us? There's this incredible story about how AI has now figured out how to not turn itself off when it's been given the command to turn off. Yeah, exactly. Open the cargo bay door, Hal. We'll be right back.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just want to remind you, June 20th, we're live at the Grand Hotel at Cape May, New Jersey, so you better be there. You better join us. It's going to be fun. So what happened in Colorado? Let's go through the details of this and the new evidence that we've discovered even just a few moments ago. Some new stuff has come out. But first, we'll begin with the video of the alleged terrorist in Boulder, Colorado, who attacked a pro-Israeli event. This happened yesterday afternoon. And there was an incendiary device which was thrown at a group of walkers who were raising awareness for Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. And there were many injuries, serious to minor. And Boulder's police chief, Steve Redfern. Now, there's some discrepancy here between what the locals are saying and the feds were saying, but we'll get into that in just a second. But here's the video of this, cut number four. Guy's got his shirt off, by the way.
Well, we can't do it when he's got Molotov cocktails on. If you are fighting, you have the
guess what he's got right here is Molotov.
They are killing.
Get back, Mom.
So, a couple things we've learned about this guy. I mean, first of all, they are calling it, from the federal government's perspective anyway, they are calling it a hate crime. And they're saying that this guy had, I guess they found USAID paperwork in his vehicle. His name is Mohammed Soleiman. And he had 14 Molotov cocktails prepared for this mass murder event, along with a flamethrower. He told police he wanted to kill the Zionist people and wish they were all dead. He specifically targeted the group, knowing they would be there. Which is why, obviously, this was not, you know, some sort of an accident here. And this is what, let's see here now, if I can share this one with you. Well, here's Boulder's police chief, what he said regarding this. This is cut number three.
FBI is already calling it a targeted terror attack. Would you also refer to it as a terror attack?
So I've been in contact with our local FBI multiple times. We are in contact with them here. We are not calling it a terror attack at this point. Again, it's way too early to speculate motive. You know, I know there's a lot out there on social media, but I ask people just to give us a little bit of patience while we work through a really complex scene. A lot of witnesses were here. We've taken them to another location to debrief them and interview them. As we do that, I think the picture will become more clear. But it would be irresponsible for me to speculate on motive this early on. We're only a couple hours into this thing.
Well, the guy's in court now. The federal government's calling it a hate crime. They certainly are saying it's an act of terrorism. And they, no doubt, you know, I mean, you yell Free Palestine, you've got Molotov cocktails, you're trying to kill Jews. It's not a surprise, obviously. And he overstayed his visa, too. He was going for, and he was targeting people who were Jewish. So at some point, I'm sure we're going to hear from somebody in the federal level announcing probably hate crime charges or something else. During the interview, he stated that he researched on YouTube how to make Molotov cocktails. He purchased the ingredients to do so, and he constructed them. And they had 14 of them. And he traveled to Boulder specifically for this with the Molotov cocktails. He threw two of the cocktails into the crowd and, you know, obviously, you're not throwing Molotov cocktails because you're doing that to try to kill people, obviously. You're doing that to try to terrorize people. That is the very definition of terrorism, to terrorize people. So that's what we know about this guy. And a lot more is going to come out. And Caroline Levitt was on Fox News earlier today, and she said it herself. You know, she said, this is clearly an act of terrorism. This is clearly an act of somebody who was in this country illegally, overstayed his welcome, and this is why we're going to get rid of these people. I mean, this is why we're going to do what we have to do. We have to get rid of people like this in this country, and we're not going to be the country that turns around and says, yeah, let's defend them. Let's let them stay. And we're not going to turn a blind eye to this stuff either. So here is on this, one of the comments that she made earlier about this White House press secretary, cut number two.
Is there concern in the administration that there could possibly be some sleeper cells here in the United States? What type of pattern is the administration looking at as far as terror cells?
Well, there's certainly a concern that the previous administration allowed way too many terrorists and illegal immigrants into the interior of our country. And that's why the Department of Homeland Security is working overtime to arrest, detain, and deport as many illegal criminals and terrorists that we can in the United States of America. And any act of violence will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Megan.
That's why you have to put a stop to this, and it's why that a stop to this needs to happen. And the only way to do that, by the way, is to go after these people in the fullest extent possible. You can't joke around with this stuff. I mean, this is terrorism. This is domestic terrorism, and you got to deal with it. This guy's an extremist, and he wanted to kill people. He wanted to kill Jewish people. He was specifically targeting them because of their race. Specifically targeting them because of the fact that they are Jewish. So, and, you know, I think, too, the other aspect of this, and I'm going to Israel in a couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going. I know that they are, from the perspective of the left, they're being accused of horrific things. And so are Jewish Americans, by the way. They're being accused of horrific things, of supporting genocide and everything else. As long as the left keeps promoting that idea, and you've got elected officials doing it, not just crazy people on social media, but you have elected people like Bernie Sanders and members of the squad who are out there saying these things, all right, you're going to keep having these things happen, because there are always going to be crazy people looking to commit violence. And it's much like calling Trump Hitler. If you tell people that Israel's committing genocide, then you're going to have people who are out there looking to destroy people committing genocide, because genocide is obviously the worst thing in the world. It's why you have to be very careful with your language. If you call, if you say that Israel's committing genocide, if you say Trump is Hitler, if you do these things, then don't be surprised when you have crazy people that respond accordingly. This is what Caroline Levitt said to John Roberts and Sandra Smith on America Reports a short time ago. Take a listen.
What's the White House's perspective on this?
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel is absolutely right. And the president just put out a very strong statement condemning this attack. This terrorist came into our country under the previous administration. Joe Biden's administration foolishly gave him a tourist visa and that allowed him to unlawfully remain in our country. This individual should have been deported. Instead, he was welcomed here. And now, 3 years later, after coming to this country under Joe Biden's administration, he is lighting Jewish people on fire who were simply trying to peacefully pay respect to the hostages in Israel. This absolutely is an act of targeted terrorism. The FBI and the Department of Justice are investigating it as such. And the president is going to ensure that this individual is held to the fullest extent of the law. And not just this individual, but any individual, especially illegal criminals who engage in acts of terrorism, will be held accountable under this president.
She also spoke directly to Jewish Americans, saying this president has your back. Take a listen.
What can you say to the Jewish community today to ensure that the White House is doing everything they can to keep them safe after the horrific attack in Boulder and also the two Israeli embassy staff who were targeted just last week here in our nation's capital?
Yeah, we have seen two horrific cases of anti-Semitic violence in our country in the last 2 weeks, and it is unacceptable to this president and this White House. And rest assured to all Jewish Americans across our great country, this president has your back, and he's not going to allow anyone to take part in violent terrorism, acts of terrorism in our country. And that's what this case in Boulder, Colorado is being investigated as. Kudos to our FBI director, Kash Patel, for immediately calling this a targeted terrorist attack. That's clearly what it was. But I'd also like to point out that this administration has done more than any administration to curb this violence and to curb illegal immigration. We secured our border in record time, but we're also tightening up our visa process and our legal immigration process. And we know that this individual, this terrorist, was allowed into this country by the previous administration, was foolishly given a tourism visa, and then was illegally allowed to stay. These individuals are going to be deported, and we're not going to tolerate such violence in our country.
Like, let's not forget that a crazy anti-Israel guy tried to burn down the house, the governor's house in Pennsylvania, and kill his family. Like, there's really deranged people out there. No doubt about it. And so when you have elected officials throwing around the G word, genocide, or the H word, Hitler, you're going to have deranged people who act accordingly. It's why you have to be careful. There's nothing wrong with heated political rhetoric, but you can't use certain words unless you're expecting to elicit a response, because people think the right thing to do is to stop genocide, obviously. But Israel's not engaging in genocide. People think the right thing to do is to stop Hitler, but Trump's not Hitler. CNN, though, of course, found a way to use this to take shots at Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. I don't think anybody who looks at the facts of this, even the preliminary facts, just looking at the video and hearing the guy screaming and not conclude that it's terrorism when he's got, you know, like over a dozen Molotov cocktails in his car and he's yelling about the Jews. I mean, how can you make any other conclusion? The guy, it wasn't a failed bank robbery. But CNN does what CNN does. This is cut number five.
Local authorities are saying one thing, and the FBI is saying something slightly different.
Yeah, that's never a great start. I think that the press conference that we saw, one thing was abundantly clear, is the local authorities, and I'm not sure we got the name of that person who was speaking. He seems to be a chief or somebody in charge there. He is really very, very careful. And I think that's the right approach at this point. They don't have a clear idea.
I think the video might be a little distorted, the audio. This guy was playing this for over a year, they're saying. So he was for over a year, this guy was planning this. This guy, Mohammed, his last name, Solomon. And he had 14 Molotov cocktails within the time of his arrest. It's a bottle with a flammable liquid and a wick. They ignite it, and then they throw it. So I don't know what else to tell you other than you now have people like John Fetterman condemning this. You have certain Democrats condemning this, and there are a lot of very silent voices today. There are a lot of very silent voices who refuse to condemn this. I mean, I give Fetterman credit for condemning this. He should. It's the right thing to do. Everybody should condemn this. It's the right thing to do. It's not that complicated. It's also not complicated that you should join us next week at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our next live show, and it's going to be a blast, and I'd love to see you there. The Grand Hotel is my happy place for a reason. It's a great place to be. Heated outdoor pool. Giant heated outdoor pool. A lot of these hotels, especially on the Jersey Shore, their pools are tiny, but this one is huge. And in case the weather's bad, heated indoor pool too. Game room for the kids. And the rooms are almost completely sold out for 4th of July. So if you're thinking about 4th of July, you should make your reservation now. Almost sold out, too, for the June midweek that we're going to be there for our show on June 20th. So I want you to go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com right now and make your reservation so that you can join us and you don't miss out. Because it's a wonderful place to be. Hemingway's Restaurant right on site. Some of the best, absolute best food at the Jersey Shore. No doubt about it. Delicious food, fresh seafood, fresh steaks. And when you book at the Grand Hotel, you're going to get resort credits. And the longer you stay, the more you save and the more you get back in the form of resort credits to use at Hemingway's Restaurant or to use at the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, or even the gift shop where you can use your resort credits to get gift passes for a whale watching boat cruise. So just make your reservation today. Always book direct with them for the best rates and to get those resort credits. And remember, Friday, June 20th, our next live show. From 3 to 7 p.m. in the fifth floor ballroom, you don't need a ticket. Just come on by and see us. And if you're looking to do a wedding, corporate event, baby shower, bridal shower, family reunion, the Grand Hotel has four ballrooms, including the one on the fifth floor where we're going to be on June 20th, and an outdoor beachfront wedding. And the Grand Hotel was just ranked as the best of the best at the Jersey Shore. Best hotel, best for weddings, best hotel for a vacation, too. So make your reservation today, and we'll see you on June 20th. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Glad you're here today. We got a lot going on. I'll tell you, I was watching just with bated breath, you know, the reaction from the left on Biden's cognitive decline over the weekend. And then I thought, well, there's no way Bill Clinton's going to come out of the woodwork, is he? And sure enough, he does. He shows up. Shows up to comment on Biden and how Biden was senile, although he claims he didn't see anything. But, you know, in Bill Clinton's world, you got to say he didn't see a lot of things. You know what I mean? And people around him have to say he didn't see things. So he comes from that world of you didn't see anything, right? Right? Like, you didn't see anything. But I was kind of surprised, but not totally surprised. Just they want this story to go away so bad, and yet they can't, because Jake Tapper learned from Jake Tapper that Biden was fine. And then Jake Tapper has now learned that Biden is not fine. And this has become a story that everybody is talking about. And this book, which rarely do you have books that everybody's talking about, but with this one, you do. Everybody's talking about this book about Joe Biden. And there's a reason for it, because Joe Biden is insane and lost his mind and people covered it up. But what do you do? I mean, if you're the Democrats now, what do you do? Well, Tim Walz has an idea. The beta man, Tim Walz, the guy was brought out to code speak to white dudes, because that's how the Democrat Party views everybody. You're not a person. You are a male or a female or other or non-binary or whatever. And then you're white or you're black or you're not a person. So when they say Tim Walz was there to code speak to white dudes, they mean that. This is why they're spending $20 million now to try to figure out how to talk to white people, how to talk to white guys. They mean that. They're going to spend that much money because they have no clue that these are just people who happen to be men. But what drives them is not the fact that they're men. What drives them are the issues that Donald Trump ran on. And the Democrats have issues that have driven these men away from that party. It's not a matter of language. Although using certain words is beyond stupid, I agree with that. And communication matters. Certainly in politics, how you communicate matters. The words you use matter. How articulate of a communicator you are, those things all matter too. But let's understand, the reason why the Democrats lost men, they lost men because of their ideas. They lost working class people. And when you talk about the working class, like I've said to you before, that's not just what we used to define as people who work with their hands for a living. That's everybody who works outside of academia and the New York Times. Because there's a lot of people out there who work very, very hard, and they're all working, but they're not voting Democrat. And it doesn't mean that they're blue collar jobs or that they're white collar jobs. They're just, I describe them as alpha jobs. And I think the beta jobs are the ones who are the people that are still voting Democrats. And obviously, there's exceptions to every rule, but it's mostly the professors and people like that who love guys like Tim Walz, you know? Because they've written about and they've spoken about toxic masculinity all these years. And they've warned students about the dangers of it on their college campuses for years. Those are the kind of workers that are in the Democrat Party's working class group. Whereas the Republican Party has managed to win over all these groups of people, mostly because of Trump, though. I mean, honestly, but I'll give you an example. In the big, beautiful bill, there's a provision that will get rid of the IRS knowing about every $600 transaction that somebody does. That's another thing that Joe Biden did to go after people that work for a living or have small businesses for a living and work there. I mean, everybody works in some capacity, but I think if you start a business, that's a pretty alpha thing to do, right? It's not easy. There's a lot of risks associated with that. There's a lot of people who tell you not to do it, but the people that do it. And then there's people that go out there in what's known as, it's described as the gig economy. I don't like that term, but that's the term that's used nowadays. There's lots of terms I don't like. I hear people say in this space, for example, you know, we're experts in this space. I freaking hate that. But nevertheless, if you're in the gig economy, so you work for yourself or you sell things, whatever, every $600 transaction, whether it was somebody paying you on Venmo or PayPal or Apple Pay or whatever it is, that was reportable to the IRS. And don't forget, they hired 47,000 IRS agents, accountants, et cetera, to start going after people. The Republicans have taken that provision out. So the Democrat Party, whether it was going after small business people who deal in small cash transactions, guys and gals working in the energy industry and trying to get rid of their jobs, going after cops, ICE agents, whatever it is, they have gone after workers in almost every capacity with one exception. And that one exception happens to be college, where you can still make $1 million a year as a professor, even if you've lied about everything, like that Harvard professor. So that's the one area where government has helped beef up, that and federal workers. I mean, if you look at Democrats and you look at the last 4 years of Biden's presidency, where were the biggest job gains? Colleges and government. And those voters who work in those sectors are not voting Republican. They're voting Democrat. Those are the Democrat Party's work. That's the Democrat Party's working class versus the Republicans one, which now includes so many broad groups in the income bracket on that. It goes from people in the middle class to people in the very, very high end of the income scale, because those people in the high end of the income scale, they also had Democrats go after them, screaming about the oligarchy, trying to audit them, go after them, and they go after their industries and make it difficult to make money. Now, there are some, obviously, tech sectors out there where a lot of the people who work in those sectors still vote Democrat. But that sector has also been revolutionized by a lot of very young people, and Trump won young people, who work in those industries, who saw the government go in there and crack down on speech during COVID and crack down on speech on a lot of different things, really. And they don't like censorship, and they're a lot more libertarian in that sense now. So even though at one point they might have been voting Democrat, they look at the Democrat Party as being authoritarian. Now, maybe they just don't vote, or maybe, but they're not in the Democrat camp anymore, because they watched for years, and in many cases they helped facilitate this crackdown of censorship, this crackdown of speech. All right, quick turnaround, a lot more to come. 4 o'clock hour, our buddy Bill DeAgostino from the Media Research Center will be here. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.